I met Justin Tuck at Gold Coast Cadillac at an autograph signing, and I brought the helmet in for him to sign. He saw it, and he goes, "Where'd you get this?" I said, "I made it." He goes, "I would love to wear this coming out of the tunnel." Sunday morning, woke up, went to the game, very excited, wondering whether or not he would actually wear it. The crowd was going wild. The defense was announced one at a time, everybody wearing FDNY, NYPD, and Port Authority hats. And I'm sitting on the edge of my seat saying, "Is he really going to wear it? Is he really going to wear it?" And sure enough, there he is coming out of the tunnel with the smoke, wearing my helmet, and I just shook. I just said, "Oh my God, I can't believe he's wearing it." And I'm just screaming around to everybody around me, and they're like, "What do you mean?" I said, "That's my helmet. I can't believe he's wearing my helmet." So, unbelievable experience.
My dad never had any sons, and he only had girls, and from growing up, I noticed, like, how passionate he was, and I wanted to learn about football, and I've been, like, his son, Giants fan son, and we used to talk on phone all the time. He would just get, like, so passionate about talking about it. He got cancer, throat cancer, and he had a tracheotomy and a laryngectomy, and I remember the last game I watched with him was the Dallas game, and he was like, "Ah," you know, but it just wasn't the same, and he really wanted to go to the new stadium with us. We were like, "Okay, Dad, you got to get better," and then he died, so we took some of his ashes and we bought tickets to the game, and we brought his ashes up to the front tree and we spread them, and I was like, "Now you can watch every game that you want." So he lives here, so it means the world to me. I think he has a big part of why I'm here, like a present from him.
I was raised a New Yorker, and I grew up knowing that the New York Giants were the best football team, and I stand true to my team and what I represent when I go to the games at in a Texas stadium, because that's where I do live and I've lived there for years. So, you know, we attend the games there, and, you know, even though I might be one of a few who will walk into a stadium wearing a New York Giants jersey or t-shirt, it's still my team, you know, and I love them and I'm going to represent them.
I was actually saving up for a ring for my fiance because we've been dating for a while, and I knew she was the one. I knew that what I was going to do. I got my opportunity to get the Giants and tickets, but I was going to use that money for a ring. Is it okay if I get the Giants PSLs? And she looked at me and she didn't hesitate and she said, "Listen, I'm not going anywhere. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Get the tickets." And at the first game, I had the ring with me, and before the Carolina game, I proposed and she said yes.
My dad started us with the Giants. He lived in New York, you know, Flushing. We grew up, had no choice but to like the Giants. It became a family event, and Giants to us and our family is not necessarily just football. It's every Sunday is a gathering. We don't miss a game as a family. Very rarely we do. The last year of his life, we got to watch a 2007 Super Bowl, so it was a pretty good time. You know, he was, we actually buried him in his jersey and with a Bill Parcells signed card.
My first game was 1967 with my father. And then I started going all the time from about 1970 on until I gave birth to him. And that's about the only game I've missed since. It's just, you know, I just love it. I love it. I do things I don't do on Sundays because of football, you know. Like, I always miss baseball, I always miss soccer, kids, because mommy's at the Meadowlands.